Well, Done With Debt is a consumer advocate firm specializing in debt relief strategies. I have asked Michael Pearson to join me to share his strategies and advice for people that want to end their debt permanently. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So talk to us about credit card and loan interest rates have skyrocketed. How does this affect most Americans? Because we're all dealing with this.
Well, that's a great question. It's tough because it affects all Americans here. One thing that we always notice is that we can't control the interest rate. So your debt keeps building faster and faster. It's getting bigger and bigger. And what was once a manageable situation is now unmanageable. And with inflation going crazy, with just groceries, gasoline, rents, all the basic necessities, at some point something has to break and you realize that you're not going to get out of this debt maybe in years, sometimes decades. So it's tough.
Yeah. So a lot of people look to either get a loan or declare bankruptcy, but that can actually make it worse. I struggle with insomnia, Michael. I don't know if you do, because I know a lot of people, you go to bed waking thinking about your debt, you wake up thinking about it, or whatever your problems are. What's your advice for someone struggling with debt in general?
Go to donewithdebt.com, answer 3 to 4 questions, get in contact with us before you even make your next payment to that credit card. Before you call the creditors yourself, give us a call. There is hope. We will help you. Simply go to donewithdebt.com, fill out a couple questions. We'll have one of our experts call you right away. It's free at no cost to you. We don't charge anything until we start settling your debts. So what do you have to lose?
There you go. Easy peasy. That's a complex financial term that I hope you understand. Go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com. Michael, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yeah. Laura fucking Flanders,
that's
everybody.
Right.
I'm gonna say it classier with an English. Laura fucking Flanders, everyone. the award-winning British journalist. Hello. Laura Flanders, I miss you, honey.
Oh my God, I miss you too. Where have you been all my life? It's been too long.
I first heard you. I'm like, oh my God, she's smart. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, what? She's a lesbian? She's hot. Fuck, she's married. Okay. So that was...
No, but we weren't married then. We waited a good 28 years to get married. Just saying.
You've stolen my life. You have a British accent. You're classier. You have a beautiful choreographer wife. Oh, my God. I've been to your apartment in New York. I know.
Come on now. We should not have let a COVID epidemic and a presidential meltdown divide us this way.
Exactly. You stole my life. But anyway... I'm like single white female Laura Flanders.
No.
Yes. Laura Flanders, in case you don't know, an Izzy Award-winning independent journalist, New York Times best-selling author. You have what, 6 books? I've always loved you. Loved you.
Well, it's mutual. And now I have a TV show. So now what are you going to do for
that's
me?
Right.
Well, now you're just upping my just love hate for you. Now, no, tell us. Well, first of all, tell us. About
no, it's
the new
really
TV
great.
Show.
I mean, Stephanie, honestly, you know, people may think, you know, what are they talking about? But you know what? Those of us like you, like me, who have survived in this independent media world, we do need to celebrate and hang out with one another and celebrate one another. So I absolutely celebrate you here every day. I love your show. Thank God for you. No. Bit of sanity, a bit of levity. It's critical. And we're survivors. You know, the one thing I think about our generation is we do not give up.
Yeah.
And sure enough, so I've been doing an independent TV show, as have you, for Free Speech TV for many years. And this last year, we decided to pitch it to public television stations.
Yeah.
And we got picked up by a public television syndicator. And we're now going out to about 200 public television stations all around the country whose need, let's face it, is greater even than our radio listening audience for concrete, independent, alternative reporting. I'm excited to be bringing it to them.
Yeah. And Laura, I mean, first of all, you're so brilliant. I just have to ask you, because we're taping this just after this shit show last night of a debate. How do you do journalism? How do you, because you try to focus, you're doing a new thing, reporting on economic hardship and 40 million Americans living in poverty. You did a brilliant piece you wrote about mourning Judge Justice Ginsburg. How do we even focus on issues when this, we have this fucking shit-flinging orangutan in the Oval Office? That
we certainly didn't learn anything last night,
no.
Right? I mean, it was one of those evenings where I couldn't have been happier that I was not moderating that debate or even having to discuss it afterwards in any kind of a TV studio. Because what do you say? I mean, Dana Bash kind of stole the line. You know, this was just a shit show, and that's not her usual language. But, you know, I mean, voting, science, leaves, trees. I mean, there was nothing that President Trump did not, you know, disparage, except perhaps, you know, white supremacy and the Proud Boys.
Yeah.
It was chaotic, and the best that Biden could really do, and I think he did do it well, was kind of hold his own and try to retain some semblance of dignity. But substance, forget it. I mean, the mission of our show is exactly to fill that vacuum. We say it's the place where the people who say it can't be done take a backseat to the people who are doing it. So we get it, right? That our economic system is in crisis. Our political system is in total chaos. And that even at the level of local communities, that safety net that was supposed to be there has been so shriveled for so many decades by so many administrations of the bipartisan type, actually, that people are kind of left to their own devices at this point. And our show is both to say, look, we are at a crisis point that needs to be totally remade from the bottom up, and to say, you know what? There are people who are doing that work that we can learn from. And here are some models of what's happening around the country and around the world that we could emulate. So we try to not live in kind of pie in the sky, but really bring people concrete examples. And that reporting project was one of those. It's a project that helps low-income reporters do reporting on low-income Americans, which you would think you wouldn't need a foundation to back, but in this world, we do.
Yeah. Well, and you used a couple words, crisis, chaos. That's exactly, I have to get your take. You grew up in London. I'm sure you read the latest New York Times piece about people around the world are baffled. What was the piece recently? Pity.
Right.
Something that they'd never felt for America. Pity. The people just, they don't, and I can only imagine after watching last night that yeah. They're just baffled. We are the worst by far in the world on our COVID response. Like,
I think... have to say, the Brits don't have much to stand on. They have their own orange, weird-headed Boris. Weird-haired Boris. Everyone has their problems. We don't need their pity. We've got to get our shit together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that people are doing it. I do believe, like, I'm up here in this little country spot. And yes, there are Trump signs and Biden signs at war with each other. I've had to cover my Biden-Harris. I've never put up a Biden-Harris sign before in my life or any Democratic Party sign. But it is such a battle up here. I put it up there. I had to cover it in very, very sticky pine cones to stop people from coming to steal it. Mm. But, you know, while this battle is happening at the level of the election, you go out, we did a story that airs on Sunday about how people here responded to the COVID crisis. And, you know, this is a little tiny rural county, one of the six most rural districts in the country. It all came, people came together and they got masks to the people that needed it. And they forced some of the biggest employers to talk to their workers. And, you know, they kind of got it together. It's not perfect, but I think we can get so, you know, discouraged. And frankly, I think that what Trump was trying to do last night was just cultivate cynicism and discourage people from getting involved. And
people to just go, a pox on both their houses. And this is just
exactly.
a shit show. And it's
all that. So I think the best thing we can do is, you know, you just have to go out and vote. And I think that Biden did a pretty good job when he addressed the public.
Yes.
You know, to heck with Chris Wallace, to heck with Trump.
Yeah.
I'm just going to talk to you at home and maybe you can hear me and maybe you pity me. Go out and vote, please. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Well, I don't know if this happy hour Laura Flanders is going to be dirty because, you know, she's British and she has that accent. So even if she says it, it will sound fucking classy.
That, well,
am I right?
That you're right.
Yes.
Right?
Well,
right.
Listen, we can always put it in the clean phone and clean it if it is dirty with a British accent. thenewdealshop.com. It's a no-brainer. I tell all of my friends and family about it. You've got to put that UV light to work for you. You got to get a clean phone or a clean phone pro or a clean phone wand.
Oh, yeah.
Clean phone wand is for stuff that is too big to fit in your clean phone. But our phones, we charge and sanitize them during the show there, right? We put our earbuds in. Our wallets, our cash, our credit cards, our masks, our, I'm trying to think of things.
Rings, earrings,
yes,
in case you're
jewelry.
Getting in a fight.
I do my jewelry at night. I put everything in my clean phone and zap that UV light. The clean phone wand I take with me everywhere. Zap my shoes, my packages, my groceries, you name it. And you need the FDA-authorized KN95 mask. You can't mess around.
Nope.
Don't do just a whatever kind of mask when you go where there are any people at all. Go to thenewdealshop.com. Get FDA-authorized U.S.-tested respirator face mask now with free immediate shipping for my listeners. Do it! Thenewdealshop.com. Well, you know, you quoted Bernie Sanders, who said, too many people fought and died to defend American democracy. You are not going to destroy it. The people won't allow it. I mean, am I wrong to still be optimistic and to hope and feel like last night is only going to make people double and triple down on getting this fucking lunatic away from the nuclear codes?
Yeah, I mean, our job is the same job as ever, that we try to pull off a sort of tsunami. And I think this election, we need that more than ever. And not just vote, but get your neighbor to vote and make sure that the people that need help voting are getting that help and that confidence so they can mail in the ballot if necessary. But then I think on, you know, those of us on the left who do this work, and you get back, you talked about policy at the beginning, is, you know, November 4th is no time to just exhale.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, no, and it won't be over then.
Scenario.
I mean, he's telling us it won't be over then, right?
Exactly. He's saying he won't leave even if it is over. So, you know, best case scenario, it's a tsunami and we know the election. Middle case scenario, we've got a nasty fight on our hands. But no matter what happens come January, we have to fight for Biden and Harris to do better than they're currently saying they're going to do.
Yeah.
They may have the most progressive platform we've seen for a long time, but they're going to need movements in the streets to push. We can't relax, which is what people typically do.
Let's put the fire out first and then we'll redecorate. I agree with you.
Now, I'm with you.
Let's talk about you. And I feel like I need Masterpiece Theater music to talk about you. Laura Flanders was born in 1961 in London. Oh, you're the exact same age. Okay. She moved to the United States of America in 1980 at age 19. She graduated from the Barnard College of Columbia University. She was a founding director of the Women's Desk at the Media Watch Group Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting. She has published 6 books. Okay. All right. I just feel...
Yeah, and I came here to get rid of the monarchy.
Hey, here was a fun fact.
To flee the monarchy. And what happens? I turn on TV and it's that music. And now I'm on that same channel. Oh, my God.
Wait, here's a fun fact I didn't know. Actress Olivia Wilde is your cousin.
Oh, wow.
That's right. We got a long and complicated family tree. I'll take you out for dinner someday and describe it. I'll need more than one table napkin to write out the family tree.
What brought you here? Like, tell me what happened at 19.
It was a little bit fleeing the monarchy. It was certainly fleeing Margaret Thatcher. She'd just gotten elected. I had a great offer of a job in a theater company, writing reviews and watching plays and writing reviews, reading scripts, working for a theater producer in New York. My father had been in the theater. I knew this guy. Came here.
I'm sorry. Did you say the theater? Did you say the theater?
The theater. Theater.
I'm sorry. Come out.
I've got the R-E at the end, if you don't mind, Stephanie.
I forgot that part. Flanders.
R-E. None of your E-R business.
Flanders is a lesbian. In 2019, she married her partner of 30 years, choreographer Elizabeth Streb, who is fantastic.
I've met her.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to say lesbian with that music.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
Is a labia lover. Love
that. Oh, Stephanie.
What? It's the funnest thing about her.
Oh my God.
Besides the brains and all that.
Yeah. We've got to have a few. I mean, we've got to do something to fight back. I think, you know, we need some more lesbians in this presidential debate. Maybe that's the thing.
I've heard from people that only get their news from you, me, and Rachel Maddow. So, you know, somebody said their 5-year-old daughter said, Mommy, why do we get all our news from lesbians? It's just because we know better. We're not distracted by dick.
if those were dicks on display last night, they made their case, right?
Yes,
oh my
they did.
God, it is just a dick swinging contest with him all the time,
Oy
isn't it?
Vey. I'm with you. Where do we go for the alternative, though?
I mean, you wrote this great piece, as you do, as you are wont to do, being an award-winning writer and journalist, about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. But seriously, particularly someone like you, it cannot be personal enough, can it? As a woman, yeah. As a lesbian, your marriage could be overturned. I mean, obviously, yeah. Amy Coney Island, as I call her, is hostile to marriage equality, to Roe v. Wade. Yeah. This piece is mourn Justice Ginsburg, but keep fighting. I mean, this yeah. is really terrifying that we still have
yeah.
to.
No, we've yeah. got so much. I mean, that piece talked about the forced sterilization abuse at a detention center, an ICE detention center in Georgia.
Yeah, remember
that stuff's
last
been going on for decades.
Last week's story, the fucking yeah. Mengele experiments going mm-hmm. on. Last week's story, forced sterilization.
That's right. Let's yeah. move right along. Let's get back to Donald Trump again. No, yeah. I mean, but the thing about, I love that, Amy Coney Island, is
please,
she does
it.
Represent a culture shift, a movement on the right that has managed to shift the legal culture through sheer determination and kind of dogged brutality. And while I'd like to dispense with the brutality part, we don't care about women, children, old people. We only care about corporations. Take the gloves off. No regulation. Who cares about the environment? You know, while I don't like any of that stuff, I do have a respect for the way that they've shifted the culture. And it makes me feel like, wow, they're reacting to what we did for 40 years of culture shift. We need to do it as aggressively and doggedly yeah. again.
Yeah.
I think around issues of the economy, who gets to decide, where do we have democracy, who plays a role in remaking this society that has fallen apart at every seam. So while she is a problem, she's not the problem. And I think in some sense, she's a challenge, a tremendous challenge.
Well, as you wrote, quoting people about RBG, RBG changed the way the law sees gender. She changed the course of American law. She touched the lives of generations of men and women. She pushed for a full and inclusive definition of equality. And you said those are just some of the ways people have described Ruth Bader Ginsburg's legacy. And you say one fitting way to honor the historic justice would be to take action on some of the unfinished feminist business. Justice Ginsburg's on my mind today, and you said so is Nurse Dawn Wooten, who is, this is the kind of stories you do, the ICE whistleblower right. who called out these forced hysterectomies yeah. in detention camps.
Yeah, in this private detention center. And, you know, I think that's the point. It's like, yes, we can celebrate our heroes, but we're not at the end of the struggle. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg was fabulous, but she also represented a women's movement that was a little bit better at focusing on white women and, you know, reproductive rights of the abortion rights type than she was at thinking about, well, sterilization abuse and things that were mostly being experienced by women of color and Latinx women, especially in this immigration camp. So again, it's like we gather our heroes, we celebrate, and then we keep pushing. You know, you can yeah. say I'm endlessly unsatisfied. But
how
I'm
do you
actually...
feel as an award-winning journalist, how do you feel the media is doing this time? Because they certainly did
suck.
Not fucking
media
help
sucks.
In 2016. But that's what I'm saying. They want a close election. So they are part of normalizing Donald Trump.
I mean, they one thing, they never talk about anything Biden and Harris are doing. If they are on the campaign trail, you know, who would know? But I yeah. wanted to pull up the headline in the New York Times today of the debate last night. You know, the other day they referred to Trump as having flouted the norms. Oh. This case, they changed the headline here, but it was something similar, kind of like, you know, flouting the norms of debates. Like, they're not flouting the norms.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I'm going to say next time I'm pulled over by a cop, I wasn't breaking the law. I was just flouting the norms.
Right. I mean, someone on Fox News says, well, that was a hectic debate. No, the president is a fucking blithering lunatic.
Yeah. And scary. I mean, it was a threatening, scary debate in which he refused to denounce white supremacy. I mean,
yeah. And incited violence. And incited
just
violence.
Hectic.
I mean, sedition yeah, should no. be the headline, shouldn't it?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, I think what we've got is a media that are so still obsessed with their ratings that they'll put Donald Trump at the head of every story on every channel at every hour. And if I were Biden Harris, I'd be screaming at my TV. Yeah. You should at least have a little responsibility to at least say what they did that day. I mean, I would like to see them actually talk about the platform. It's not going to come out in the debates. It's not in the ads. You're not going to find people going and reading the turgid text. You know, why don't they do a day where you talk about what is the environmental platform? What is the economic platform? Maybe they could figure out how to make it interesting.
Yeah.
It's critically important. important. And here we are with no money at all in the independent media doing our absolute darndest to make these questions interesting. I think they can be interesting. There's certainly life or death. There's some amazing people out there doing incredible work. These are the stories of our times. These are the history stories of our times.
You know, you and I are going to spend a lot more time together if he steals this election. It's going to be you and me and Tom Hartman and Amy Goodman and Randy Rhodes, like in some sort of liberal detention center.
As long as I don't want sterilized. Well, I guess you can do. Let's not go there.
Let's not. Hold that thought, Laura, or hold that thought. Listen, we've known each other a long time, Laura Flanders and I. That's why I slathered on my Plexiderm, because I'm like, you know how many, what's that conference? What's that radio conference? You know, talkers. How many talkers conventions ago? Right? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I've been hanging out with Laura Flanders at her apartment in New York City. I just, listen, you don't want people to go, ooh, you know, they have that look on their face like, oh, wow, age.
That little look of pity.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
yeah.
Bless her heart.
No, I want that look of envy and jealousy. You look the same. She's in radio, so she knows it's Plexiderm.
She's on TV.
Yeah, so she definitely knows about Plexiderm. Plexiderm, it's like a miracle. It is. I'm telling you, all those under eye wrinkles, bags, I put it on every morning. And you can try it. Try a 6-application trial pack, just $14.95 free shipping when you visit triplexiderm.com. And the code is Voices. Call them if you like. I do, just out of loneliness. 800-685-1292. The code is still Voices. Order comes with free shipping, 30-day money-back guarantee. Make those wrinkles, fine lines, and under-eye bags disappear with Plexiderm. Visit triplexiderm.com.
It works.
Laura's from New York. Yeah. It works. 800-685-1292 and say the code Voices, or go to triplexiderm.com and type in Voices. What's life like around the... Now, I live like an hour north of New York City. You're like a couple hours north.
I'm a couple of hours. I'm here by the Delaware River.
And what is life like with your famous choreographer wife? Is she like Twyla Twyla, and you're she's dancing around the kitchen?
Right now, she's not a fun person to watch a presidential debate with.
No.
Because radical though she is in her wild action movement, she believes people can fly. She does not believe people, even her beloved, has freedom of speech during a debate.
Okay.
Or really any live broadcast. And I wonder, you know, why she ever thought I would be a good person to be with, because she doesn't want to hear one little iota of negativity about the Democrat, which she hears every debate for every year, for every 30 years we've been together. And she doesn't let anyone talk. I mean, Stephanie, you and I would have to go into a different room on a different TV, because she's really like a debate Nazi.
That's fantastic. I am like her. I'm just like, when people, I'm like, you guys shut up. I'm listening.
Oh,
so
God.
No,
well,
I'm that person.
Watch it,
no, I'll be in the room with her. Sorry about that.
Yeah, good. Fair enough. No, I think it's part of the,
I'll be doing
the DNA of a choreographer. She's used to telling people what to do.
Yeah.
Yes. She's like Debbie Allen. Here's where you start paying in sweat. I'm just trying to watch a debate. God damn it. Laura, I have worshipped you from afar forever. This is so fun to do. And I know this COVID thing, right? We don't do radio conventions. We don't get to see each other. It is just, let's get through this shit show. And then, hopefully life will get back to normal. It's hard to be optimistic. Are you optimistic we're going to have a free and fair election and get through the other side of this?
Well, it kind of depends what's on your T-shirt. What's it say?
Oh, shut the fuck up, Donnie.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, got it. I like that. am I optimistic? I don't know. I keep thinking of, that whole, what is it? Pessimism of the intellect, optimism of the will. You just kind of have to grin and bear it. And don't forget what Molly Ivins always said. She said, we better relish these times, because looking from the future, we could look back and these would be the good old days.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But
so,
I mean,
so
and
we better
I hope
just have fun while the ship's going down.
Yeah. I hope last night makes people double and triple and quadruple down on voting. They go, fuck you, you conspiracy lunatic about votes are in the creek and here and wherever. It's just vote and vote early. Right. That's the way around this.
That's right.
About whatever they're planning, the threatening violence, vote early, vote, whether it's by mail or in person. Right.
That's right. I mean, it sounds like even the Republicans are asking Trump to back off on this vilifying the mail-in voting because it's so unhelpful even to their own cause. Right. You know, I think that these are times you just have to do the next thing you can do and not worry too much about the ultimate scenario. You can make sure that your block, your building, your street, your neighbors knows when the election is, has a plan to how they're going to vote. If you want to get into a discussion about who they're voting for, God bless you. But at least make sure they go in and cast their vote. Take responsibility for your neighborhood, whatever you consider that to be. And you can go and knock on doors with a mask and step back. I think it's baloney that you can't do door knocking in these times.
Yeah.
So I'd say do that for starters. And then we have to say, okay, well, then how are we actually going to food cleave? Mm-hmm. What's cleave? I think I meant clothe and feed. And get housing for people who are facing a tsunami of evictions coming up next year. That's going to be the sort of thing that people on the East Coast are facing, while I think out West you're going to be dealing with these fires for a good many months yet.
It feels like end times. We out here in LA, we're like, this is like fucking end times apocalypse, guys. I mean, it oh my God. All right, we're going to get through this, and I'm going to plie and pirouette to your door.
Please do.
And your please, choreographer please wife do. And I are going to we're gonna do a little welcome home dance for you. Oh, God. Hi, honey. We made dinner.
Oh God, wouldn't that be fun?
That'd be super fun.
We have plenty of room for lots of us here.
How do we watch the Laura Flanders show?
You just go to lauraflanders.org and you can watch it right there on our YouTube channel, or you can use our nifty little search mechanism and put in your zip code and find the local public television station near you. And if your local public television station has not yet wised up to the great good sense of scheduling our program, write to them, call them, ask them what the heck is up with them. Don't stop till they put us on the air. We're on about 200 stations. We could certainly be on at least 100 more.
Yeah, and fighting the good fight, and we all got to support each other. And listen, knowing you has been like going through Elizabeth Cooper Ross's stages of, right? It's just, oh, wow, smart.
End up with everyone
smart,
dead?
Hot, lesbian, married, fuck. Okay.
Oh, all Stephanie.
Right. And back, bargaining, depression, acceptance. Now I'm in acceptance.
Maybe
and
she has a friend.
Do you have
a friend? Had a podcast.
Yeah, a podcast, yes.
Love you, Laura Flanders. Love you.
I'm, Stephanie.
I pretend I'm hosting the Tony Awards whenever I talk to the lovely.
It's very good. Never shut the fuck up, Stephanie Miller.
Award-winning Laura Flanders, everybody. Thank you, Laura.
Bye. Bye.
Oh, that was uplifting and brilliant, wasn't it?
It certainly was.
The masterpiece theater of podcasts. Thank you. Okay. Fuck that. That's why I still got a bunch of fuck bombs in there, didn't I?
Yeah,
so now we need to clean it up. We need to put it in the clean phone, right?
Even
the clean
phone. You've got Laura to curse.
Yeah. I bring out the worst in everyone. It's my talent.
It's your bag,
it's
baby.
It's my skill.
The worst, the best.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. I don't care about the content. All I care about is how I look. And Laura thought I looked great. She thought I looked just like when she first met me. Ha ha. Flexiderm. Here's the bad thing. Everyone in radio, because we've been in radio together so long, they all know about Plexiderm.
Right.
So she knows why I look great. The same reason she looks great.
It's like a genie in a bottle. You got to rub it the right way.
Yeah, exactly. What? That's in a clean way, not a dirty way. Plexiderm. We all use it. We all love it because that's the thing. Sometimes you endorse stuff and people go, oh, do you guys really? No, we all use it because we know it works.
Yeah.
Because we're all in this era. We're on TV and on the radio at the same time.
We are.
Plexiderm, all those wrinkles, under eye bags, you name it, go away like magic, right? In 10 minutes, you can take away 10 years, I'm telling you. Try it if you don't believe me. 6 application trial pack, just $14.95 with free shipping when you visit triplexiderm.com or call them 800-685-1292. If you don't believe me, Laura Flanders does it. She has journalistic integrity. So believe her. Fuck me. But just go, to triplexiderm.com and type in the code VOICES or call them 800-685-1292 and say the code VOICES. Just free money back guarantee. Just do it. Triplexiderm.com, code is VOICES.